Well, good morning, everyone. Got a 15-minute talk today.
Did you turn it on?
It's on, yeah. So, okay, so y'all know that an infant is hungry when he or she
cries,
right? That's how you know they're hungry. They're crying, okay? They're either hungry or they need a diaper change, right? Or they got a pain. There's only about three things make an infant cry. So first thing you try to do is feed them, right? Mm-hmm. So see about that. Check the diaper. A young child, a little bit older, simply says, hungry. I'm hungry. I'm hungry, mama. Right? Makes a statement. But as a child gets older, all right, we set that child at the table, and the mother teaches the child to sit at the table and to ask for food rather than just grab it. All right? Don't we do that? We say, don't just grab the food. Sit there and ask for the potatoes. May I please have some potatoes or whatever, all right? Not that the request will be denied, because the food's on there for the child to eat, right? I mean, that's what the food's for. It's for the child to eat, yeah. Right? And the child knows that. But the child's being taught to ask for it, right? It's a politeness, right? It's patience, because the child has to wait until somebody reaches over and hands them the potatoes, right? So it teaches the child patience. Does it also teach the child the power of words? Well, maybe it should, huh? Maybe it should. What you say has power. Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Ooh, maybe we ought to follow that up some more with our little children, right? So, what I wanted to do was, I want to talk about a little bit about asking for food and what the meaning of food is, okay? So if you will, pray together with me the Lord's Prayer. I think you know this one. Mm-hmm. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Okay, I want to focus on that phrase that says, give us this day our daily bread. Just like a mother teaches a child to ask for the food, Jesus is teaching us to ask for our daily bread. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's good, right?
Yeah.
Well, what is this daily bread? What is this daily bread? You know, so something happened in Jesus' life in Mark 7. It says, he rose and went into the, this is in verse 24, I'll read a little bit down to 30 or maybe. It says, and he went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon and entered into a house and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. She was not a Jew. All right? She was a Syrophoenician. She was a Greek, what they call a Greek. Now that really just in this case probably just means she was of the Roman or the Greek Empire, okay? She probably knew Greek or something like this. Doesn't always mean that she's the nationality of a Greek. So he said, it's not meet or it's not proper to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. And she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said it to her, for this saying, go your way, the devil has gone out of your daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out and her daughter laid upon the bed. So instead of being torn and doing all kinds of weird, she was just resting quietly on the bed. Which is a good sign, right? So Jesus said, it is not proper to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs. Now what was he talking about? Who was the children he was talking about? Who was the dogs?
Jews
were the children, right? The children of God, the promised people, right? People of the promise. And the dogs were everyone else. Not a Jew, as they say, Gentiles, not a Jew. So that's who they were. So, but the question then is, what was the bread?
Actually, it's what we just done. Yeah, I mean, the bread.
That was communion, but what was the bread he was talking about?
The word of God.
She needed healing.
The healing. Uh-huh. The power, the miracle of getting that demon cast out, right? Right?
Yeah.
That is a miracle. Mm-hmm. The miracles are for the
children.
The children. The children have a right to the
healing,
to the miracles.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's their right. Okay. Who's the children of God?
We are.
Ah. Were we not born into the family of God? Mm-hmm. Have we not been born again?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah? Jesus, in John 3, he told Nicodemus, he said, unless a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Right? And he told Nicodemus, he said, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Right? Then in 1 John 4:7, he says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knoweth God. So when we're born of the Spirit, we're born of God. And if we're born of God, we are His child. We are in His family. Right? And He has food for us. Right? I mean, you provide for your children, right? You provide for them. God provides for His children. Right? He's a good father, isn't he? Sure. It says, as children, we have every right to food. Have we learned the proper way to ask? Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh. Have we learned the proper way to ask? Brother Thurston told us, ask, keep on asking. Mm-hmm. Knock, keep on knocking.
Mm-hmm. Seek.
And keep on seeking. Uh-huh. Yeah? In whose name are we to ask? We turned about this last week.
Jesus'
name. Jesus' name. Whatsoever. We ask. Yeah?
Whatsoever.
Whatsoever is another word for bread, if you will. Anything, right? Whatever. Anything. So, the miracles are for us.
Yeah.
We're not having to ask God to create something new. It's already on the table. It's already on the table. Miracles are on the table. The healing's on the table. Right? The casting out the demons is on the table. Mm-hmm. Right? The power to resist temptation. Mm-hmm. I love that, what you were saying about that, because I got a little something out of that. resisting temptation.
Yeah.
You know, your eyes are what often what tempt you.
Yeah.
Right? You see the outside of people.
Yeah.
Now, I've wondered, you know, if I could just see people the way Jesus sees people.
Yeah.
You know, instead of seeing the outside, I could see the Spirit. Mm-hmm. You know, I could see the Spirit. Because that's what Jesus, that's what God sees when he sees us.
Mm-hmm.
He sees the Spirit of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Which is good, because sometimes my hair's not always nice, you know. My hair doesn't always combed, you know, and it doesn't look nice, you know. I'm glad he just sees Jesus, you know. So anyway, so let's remember, the bread is for us. It's already there. We just need to ask for it. Expect it. Amen? Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for all that you're going to do. We praise you. We glorify you. We ask you to be with us in all things. Guide us, Father, and teach us to ask. Teach us to have faith that the bread's already on the table. And all we have to do is just ask for it. We thank you for that, Father. Amen.